This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zina. Today's topic is the meaning of vilayat. What do you mean by vilayat? You know, when we call ourselves as Shias, we have to even understand the meaning of vilayat very, very clearly. There is no doubt that the one who possesses the vilayat of the family of the Holy Prophet would be deserving of salvation. In fact, he shall be with the Prophet, peace be upon him, and the pure Imam and his family. You know, Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam has said, Allah should collect a Shias on the Day of Judgment in such a condition that their faces shall be aglow with radiance. His argument will be lighted manifest and his proof shall be obvious before Allah. It is upon Allah to collect a Shias with the Prophets, the martyrs and the truthful ones on the Day of Judgment. These personalities are the best of loyalists. So what do you mean by vilayat? It is actually has been mentioned in many books that vilayat is the love for Ahlul Bayt. You know, it is talking about if you have the love of Ahlul Bayt in your heart, that is vilayat. The natural consequence of which is to follow them in religious matters, to fulfill the obligations laid down on us and to abstain from the things prohibited. It is very clear when the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, follow the Holy Quran, go on its command and follow Ahlul Bayt. You know, if you're practically following Ahlul Bayt, if you have love for Ahlul Bayt in your heart, that is vilayat. Vilayat is to walk in the footstep of Ahlul Bayt, the family of Holy Prophet, following the ways and deeds, behaving and manners of speech. When we keep listening to many hadiths which says that when a person was angry in front of one of the imam and the way he reacted to it, so it means that we have to take the example from the speeches, from the actions and apply in our day-to-day life, which is actually very, very challenging. This is actually following on the footsteps of vilayat. Vilayat therefore means love and obedience. Love always goes with obedience. For example, if we keep saying, Mama, I love you, I love you, I love you. But when your mama tells you something, you say, Mama, I love you, but I'm sorry, I cannot be obedience towards you. You know, you're loving your mother, but you're not obedience towards your mother. So vilayat means love, which is always connected with obedience, because love without obedience makes no sense. This idea is supported by the tradition from Imam Muhammad Bakr alayhi salam, whereas the holy Imam has related love with obedience. Vilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam is a strong fort of Allah. You know, the tradition also explained the concept to be found in traditions, in other traditions, which even says, Allah says, the vilayat of Amir al-Mu'mineen is my fort. Then one who enters my fort is saved from my wrath, that is punishment. There is no doubt that entering the vilayat of the purified family of the Holy Prophet Ahlul Bayt implies taking refuge with the Ahlul Bayt family of Holy Prophet to abstain from all unlawful acts and to remain aloof from the enemies. We have to understand, if someone who is the enemy of Ahlul Bayt, family of Holy Prophet and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, you know, there's definitely a huge punishment on that. You know, the word tahassum, which denotes taking refuge, is an established fort, and it is also suggests that the refuge is not only physical in nature, but of a moral form in spirit as well. It is therefore imperative to take refuge with these exalted personalities and to follow the example in all aspects of speech and behavior.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes. And we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to our ourselves, we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
We have to be very, very practical. Being a Shia of Ahlul Bayt, when in the last episode when I was talking about why one of the imam said that, I don't see the qualities in you. I didn't allow you to my house because you said you're a Shia person. But you're not a Shia. You're just a lover, which means you love us, but you do not obey us. What do you mean by obedience? That means obeying the Holy Quran. You know, obeying the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because the Ahlul Bayt are the biggest examples of obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So love always goes with obedience. So verbal claim unaccompanied by actions is insufficient. Going back to the point where the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has says, I will be intercession for my Shias. First thing is that we have to become a Shia, myself first. After describing the qualities of the Shia, Imam Muhammad Jafar Bakr alayhi salam has said, O Jabir, is it enough for one to say that I love Amirul Mu'mineen, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam, and I have achieved his wilayat, whereas he does not act upon him? If someone says, surely I love the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, because he was superior to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and I'm a Shia, in spite of this claim, he does not follow the family of the Holy Prophet, like wilayat of Imam Ali alayhi salam, whom the Holy Prophet has ordered to follow, it is surprising that even after claiming to love the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, they do not follow his purified family. Mere claim of love is not sufficient. Success is through action alone. So we have to understand this, and we have to pass out this kind of information to all the Muslims. You know, we live in a society where we are living with Shias and Sunnis and all other kind of Muslims. And usually we keep saying the one point, okay, I have many Sunni friends, I have many people, and they also love Ahlul Bayt. They don't say, they don't claim that they hate Imam Ali alayhi salam or Imam Hussein. Haters are totally different, you know. But someone who's not obedient in their wilayat, we have to understand, make them understand the meaning of wilayat, which is so beautiful. We should not take a step back by saying that, I'm not going to go between us, especially for those people, I would say, who are married to Sunni brothers and sisters. You know, there's nothing wrong marrying them. But in the marriage, there is no compromise. When it comes to wilayat Imam Ali alayhi salam, there is no compromise. You should tell your spouse, your friends, your relatives, if they are non, or even though if they are Shia, who don't understand the meaning of wilayat, make them understand the meaning of wilayat. Because the hadith says, O Jabir, Imam is saying, the nearness of Allah is not achieved without his obedience. When our Shia do not have obedience and actions to their credit, we have no authority to free them from hell or intercede on the day of judgment. Merely a verbal claim, I'm a Shia, is not sufficient argument for Allah. If Allah will, he can involve him in punishment. Allah has not promised to bestow salvation upon the claimant of Shiaism. The criteria are obedience, good actions. Then only one who obeys Allah in a wali, lover, and the one who is sinner in our enemy and a vilayat cannot be achieved but by pity and good deeds. So we have to start working on our actions on the day-to-day basis. This is really, really very important. So let's start talking about taqwa, types of taqwa. You know, this is according to Allama Majlisi, who's a scholar. He's a scholar. So he says, one of the type, he says, which means to abstain from prohibited thing, Second thing he said, abstain from doubtful things so that one may not commit a wrong act. Third, he says, who abstain from permissible things so that one is absolutely protected from wrong acts. Next, he says, to avoid everything that is not religious so that one may not waste precious time in useless acts, even though there may not be any risk of committing a sin. So basically, we have to work on our actions on a day-to-day life to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to me. Stay tuned for another exciting topic. Until then, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
It's all I need.
Your love is all I need.
All I need.
Your love is all I need.
Oh, 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 oh.
Your love is all I need.
Love is all I need.